WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It is 56 degrees on our way toward 88 later.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is still shut down and could stay that way for a while. There is no movement on compromise, but there is a budget vote expected in the Senate today that is likely to fail. Police in Manchester, England say one of the two people killed in the synagogue attack yesterday was accidentally killed by police. A massive fire at a Chevron oil facility in El Segundo, California, south of L.A. ABC's Trevor Ault has more on the intense flames.
Firefighters rushing to the scene in El Segundo, California around 9:30 last night, trying to tackle that gigantic blaze. Several fires burning within the facility.
Yeah, we have heavy flames showing from the refinery.
Towering flames and billowing smoke turning the night sky red. The inferno could be seen for miles.
Today is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs in New York. He is expected to address the court and apologize. Prosecutors are asking he receive an 11-year sentence. This is ABC News. Protesters continue gathering outside the Immigration Center in Broadview, Illinois, in the Chicago suburbs. Illinois police now setting up barricades following the arrest of a 70-year-old Air Force veteran who was seen being thrown to the ground, surrounded by agents, and led away. Ed Yunkas with the ACLU of Illinois.
Stopping somebody from, you know, blocking an entrance doesn't require tear gassing a whole group of people. Engaging in, you know, in ensuring that people aren't trespassing doesn't require that you attack journalists.
Agents deny a reporter was shot with a pepper ball this week. She says she was alone in her truck when it happened. Church of England has selected the Bishop of London, Dame Sarah Mullally, to be the next Archbishop of Canterbury, the first woman to be named as the spiritual leader of the Church of England. And in Luxembourg, crowds gathering outside the Grand Palace to welcome the city's newest monarch after the Grand Duke abdicated in favor of his eldest son. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances, because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Well, it's another day of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. In fact, it's the final day today, so get excited and get ready to text in the word that can make you a winner and qualify. You could be the winner of some gold jewelry or maybe $200 in cash or maybe even tickets to some game featuring Green Bay in Minnesota later this year. Anyway, this hour's keyword is love. L-O-V-E. Love. As in, I love bottles of ski. Yeah, or something like that. Or, of course, Jordan, I suppose. Jordan Love. Nonetheless, it's the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on WRCO. Today, we have a total of 7 words that can make you a winner and qualify you for some great prizes. Remember to download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, or simply text it to 608-647-4155. This hour's word is love. Now, an important reminder, we have a late bus in the Riverdale School District. Ellen Young's bus number 7 will be running about 10 minutes late today. Again, Riverdale District, Ellen Young's bus 7, running about 10 minutes late.
At Smithwoodland Hills, we offer a full continuum of care, which means as your needs change, so can your levels of support. From independent apartments, assisted living, in a skilled nursing unit, we offer seamless support every step of the way. Just because your needs may change doesn't mean your home needs to as well. Call 608-647-8931 for more information.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
This autumn, TriStar Gifts and More invites shoppers to explore a season full of treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will love the Amish-built hunting blinds, featuring panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for comfort and quality. Celebrate this season at TriStar Gifts and More on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, where the magic of autumn comes to life.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
For today, a high of 88 with sunshine, south to southwest winds at 5 to 13. Mostly clear tonight, like a summer night, a low of 62. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 88. And Sunday, 83 degrees, with showers maybe on Sunday night. Right now, after a low of 54, it is 56 degrees. If you're going to be wearing your letter jacket to the Richland Center homecoming game tonight, you might want to cut the sleeves off. That might be a good idea here. 7-Eleven, stay tuned. This is Sarah Darling and 615 Collector.
Some doozies. Couldn't tie their own shoesies. Drank Bush Light from a koozie. Never took me to the movies. I've dated some doozies. Love me some losers. Made out with some moochers. Chain smoking boozers. Some real douche canoers. I love me some losers. Some ringers.
Some doozies right there. Sarah Darling, 615 Collective. That might describe, oh, I don't want to mention any names, but myself. Anyway, and we're going to have a special guest here in the roundup coming up. Hank Bray will stop by, but we have a special guest, pretty special. And just got to stay tuned. It's exciting radio today here on WRC Radio. Here's Post Malone featuring Luke Combs.
In my rifle, my mama's new boyfriend rebinds bibles. Ricky down the road, he resoles Red Wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone. Hands on my new AP, but buddy, what I really need,
enough. You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky.
Straight on WRCO out of a blue clear sky. This hour's word to text in is love, L-O-V-E, love. Yeah, indeed. So get that through and get entered in the Go for the Green and Gold text to win contest from WRCO. Love is the word. Let's see what old Hank Bray is doing, what he's got cooking, and a special guest coming up here on the Roundup.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Ready to buy your first home? Let Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin be your guide. From expert advice and home buyer education to financial support and down payment assistance, we're here to walk with you every step of the way. Don't navigate the process alone. Let us help turn your dream of home ownership into a reality. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Are you looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring your ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. 608-485-3776. Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitestech Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is going on now through Saturday, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House going on now through Saturday at Vitestech Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitestech.com. Vitestech Power
Sports. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics declares Thursdays are for the girls. Every Thursday in October, walk-in mammograms are available from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Women aged 40 and up who are 12 months past their last mammogram are welcome. Bring your health insurance information. Afterwards, enjoy a free mocktail in celebration of your decision to put your health first. New patients are welcome at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's Friday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig you a pond but still can't find where you buried last year's tax returns. And by Julie Karen State Farm, protecting you from life's little mishaps like backing into your own mailbox. Join Hank and Phil for some Friday fun, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with more laughs than a cow on a trampoline. We've got Cooking with Hank, where the smoke alarm doubles as the timer. And of course, the word of the day, which Hank usually makes up on the spot. So grab your coffee, loosen your belt, and let Friday's Roundup roll you straight into the weekend with laughter, nonsense, and maybe even a snack.
It's time for the Roundup. Rawhide.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Rawhide. Quiet. Hank Bray, how you doing, man?
Hi, buddy. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing all right.
You were in Riverdale last night?
I was at Riverdale, yes.
Yes.
Where were you cheating the kids last night?
Richland Center. Yeah.
Oh, Richland Center.
Yeah, I had had to call the game short. A couple injuries from center.
Really?
We pray that those young men are okay today.
Okay.
So,
well, that's too bad. Never like to hear about that.
No. So anyway, any plans tonight, Phil? I mean, I know there's nothing big planned today.
Got a few things going on.
Just got parades everywhere.
Point me in the right direction,
parades,
and I'll be
homecomings.
There.
Tomorrow it's parades, homecoming.
Yep.
Centerfest.
Canyon of Lights.
Canyon of Lights.
Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation.
Friendship Quilters Guild.
Friendship Quilters Guild. I mean, Riverdale homecoming tonight. Richland Center's homecoming tonight. Paul Bray's homecoming today.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's something.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest here. Good morning to Pa Bray. How you doing?
Good morning. Very glad to be here.
Henry's dad is here. So, Mr. Bray, I called you in here today because your son has been acting up at school, and he's wasting class time.
How many times have you heard that?
I've heard that before.
He can't stop swearing.
Not from Phil, either.
Well, good to see you, my friend.
It's good to be here.
All the way from Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
Yeah.
How are things back home?
Very good. We've had some good weather, a lot of good rain. It's been a good year. Very blessed.
Really? So you've had a little more rain than we have.
We've had kind of a dry spell. The last 2 weeks, we've had about 7 inches.
Is that right?
It's been really good.
Wow. The crops look pretty good, though.
It's good. It's good.
So we wanted to ask you a little bit now that you're here about the mule jump going on in Pea Ridge. When is that, next weekend?
That's next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a kind of a big deal in that area. It's been going on for several years.
Wow.
I knew the guy that started it. And
really?
It draws a pretty good crowd.
And so have you ever jumped a mule there?
I have never.
No.
Have you ever jumped a mule, though?
I have.
Yes. What, a coon hunting?
Years ago, we used to coon hunt them. And they jumped.
Jerry Clower used to have records about that, about coon hunting with a mule.
Yeah. Yeah. Fences, no problem for your mule.
You lay your coat over them, and they jump right over. That way you don't hurt. They don't get their feet in the water.
Oh, I see. Okay. But, is there a story about Henry with a mule, like back in the day? Like,
there was.
Do you recall that?
I recall.
Do you
want
to call us, Dad? We've come to court here.
Yeah, we've come to court. Tell us about it, Mr.
Oh, we had a feed room there where we kept the feed, and we had a mule there.
Okay.
And the mule got in the barn. In the feed room, because Henry left the door open. Oh.
Henry did not.
And I told him a couple of times, I said, make sure that door is shut.
Right.
Well, I walked around, and there's the door and the mule in it, and Henry, he got a whipping, but he said, Dad, I didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
No, then I got one for lying.
You do it, though, Henry?
No, I did not.
I turned around and and looked back over my shoulder, and that mule opened that door by itself. He's opening, he's sliding that slide open and going in there on his own.
After the fact that I was grounded.
So you got whipped.
Oh, I don't say whipped.
But I did apologize. That may be the only whipping I ever apologized for.
There's a couple more, Dad.
What about the mule, though? What happened to him then?
He was good. Him made in founder.
His name was Socks, wasn't he?
The mule won't hardly founder. Yep.
Socks.
Mm-hmm. Socks.
But he was obviously pretty smart.
He was. He was one of them that we rode coon hunting.
I see.
Socks.
Interesting. So do people come from all over to ride their mules in the mule jump thing?
They do, and it's a jumping contest to see how high their mule will jump, and they're in classes. The smaller mules, it goes by inches, and then the big mules, and there's a class for each size mule.
Interesting.
This is kind of neat.
It's interesting.
So it draws a big crowd.
It draws a pretty big crowd.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Good.
The mule jump.
It looks like you brought us some gifts today.
I did. I've got from Russell, kind of got that together, Henry's brother, and went and talked to the city, and they have got you all a T-shirt and a hat there.
Look at that.
Isn't that awesome?
35th annual Pea Ridge Mule Jump, Arkansas.
I bet you don't have a hat like that, Bill.
I don't. There's none like it.
No.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Brady.
Yes. That's thanks, Russell.
Russell's idea,
Russell.
Right there.
And, oh, there is a picture of the mule jump.
There it is right there.
There's a picture of you, Phil.
Well, I got to admit.
Never mind. That's the front.
Yeah. I've acted like a mule a few times, that's for sure.
Well, we need to call June about that.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, on Fridays I have a cooking show, Dad. I just want to let you know.
Are you proud, Mr. Brady?
Most of the time. You know, really, all three of the boys, they've made us happy. I mean, there's times, but, you know, that's...
Tell us the story about the bull. Hank and the bull.
Hank and the bull?
Oh, this will be a good one, Phil.
Okay. All right.
We'd been to the Cassville Rodeo. Henry was just...
Cassville, Missouri.
Yes, okay.
20 mile away, just a small rodeo. And been to seen the bullfights. Henry was about, I don't know, 6, 7, going on 13. And I walk around the corner of the barn, and he's got an old red coat, and he's on his hands and knees right in front of that bull's nose trying to get him. Well, I just take off running, and I didn't know what the bull was going to do.
Right.
It wasn't really a mean bull, but you just don't know. Don't take that chance with him.
But here, the full story is this, okay? As he picks me up with one hand, his hand on his belt comes out with the other one.
He looks
like Indiana Jones.
I don't recall.
It looked like
took your belt off of your
Indiana dad and on the Bray farm. Here's what happens when you don't listen.
Oh boy!
He could have got hurt really bad.
Well, sure he could have. Right.
The best part about this is he laughs at this, okay? But he was so good at taking off his belt, just like that. He picked me up, the belt was off, and before he set me down, the belt was already on.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, Indiana Jones and the whip.
Yeah. And it put it back on, and it was all done. Did you learn your lessons? And it's always yes.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
There's
some
other stories I can tell, but
let's leave them alone, Dad.
Yeah, I think
we had a good life.
I think we should tell some more. You know, I mean,
well, maybe off the air, please.
Oh, off the air. Okay.
Yeah. We had a good life at home.
I had
a very blessed. Rose and I were just really blessed.
Well, I give your boy a hard time, but he does have some good traits too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
yes.
We're still trying to find him.
So, I think one every now and then.
Do you? Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, kicking one down, Dad.
What about his cooking skills? Did he get those from you, or
he's a pretty good cook?
Is he?
He's a pretty good cook.
All right. What are you cooking up today?
Today I got hogwash soup.
Hogwash soup.
All right. And this is what we got. It's a stew so simple, even a raccoon with a drinking problem can make it. So ingredients, you need one can of beans, or three if you're feeling rebellious.
All right.
So one can of tomatoes or whatever red and squishy in the pantry. The Rotel tomatoes are better.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little spice.
But, out of the can.
Yes. Yep. One potato cubed or skip it if you're too lazy to wrestle potato. Just throw it in. It will. You can mush it up later. Leftover meat scraps. All right. Toppings from pepperoni or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, bonus points if you don't know what kind of meat it is, Phil. Not like the meat that you got me about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's less than spam.
Do you look at the expiration date?
It's just like, I'm going to be dead before it expires.
Oh, okay.
You live for the mold on it.
The mold, yeah, yeah, right, right.
Water or beef or swamp ice or swamp juice. Whatever floats your boat. Here's your instructions.
All right.
Dump everything into a pot like you're tossing a treasure stash into a river. Okay, don't cut neatly. Nature doesn't care, and neither do we at 2:30. Number two, pour in the liquid until it's suspiciously soupy. If stuff floats, that's just extra flavor and adventure. Okay, bring to a boil, stir occasionally, and unless you're busy napping in your rocking chair, which usually happens at 2:34 in the morning. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boil until potatoes are softish or until your dog looks at you funny, whatever comes first.
Okay.
Usually the dogs. Sprinkle in salt and pepper, a generous pinch of sass. That would be for you, Phil.
Uh-huh.
Don't be shy. Serve hot, eat with a spoon, or just cup your hands and slurp it like a true hillbilly hero.
There you go.
You know? Optional, tell anyone nearby this is authentic family recipe passed down by your grandpappy who wrestled the hog for it.
There you go.
That's hogwash.
That's hogwash.
Yeah, that's hogwash.
What do you think of that recipe, Mr. Brady?
That's great.
Do you give it a thumbs up?
Would you try that?
Probably not.
There for a minute, I was happy. He said probably, then he added it.
Nah, probably.
What about the word of the day, Phil?
Word of the day.
Yeah, here it is. Soldier.
Do we need a translator for this one? Or not?
Maybe.
Okay.
But you'll get it when I tell you. But right. Soldier.
Soldier.
Yeah. You know, and it's a verb or an adjective to exchange a person or an object belonging to another for money.
Hmm. Okay.
I hope you don't mind, Phil, but I sold your mother on eBay the other day.
Oh, boy. Yeah, soldier.
Soldier.
Soldier lawnmower on Prime Mover.
Soldier three-legged goat on Prime Mover. Adam probably bought it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you listen to Prime Mover down in Arkansas?
Sometimes I do.
Do you?
I do.
You ever buy anything off it?
No, because he'll call me and tell me to go buy it.
Oh, you go buy it. Okay.
Go buy there, Henry.
Get it? Go buy there.
Go buy. There. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Mm. Go look at that. Go buy there and look at that. There's two puns in one there. Go buy there and go buy it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Dad, it was a pleasure having
it
you
on. Really a pleasure,
it
was really
a pleasure.
It was a pleasure being here.
Yeah.
Good. I can't wait until you wear your mule shirt.
Well, I'm going to wear that to the Richland Center Homecoming Parade today.
All right, good for you.
Yeah, I think so. And my shirt, too. Wow. So maybe there's some people in the area that'll cruise down to the
35th. Hey, it's awesome. It's a neat area. The National Military Park is there.
Yes.
The Five and Dime store at Walton's, you know, it's there in Bentonville.
Bentonville.
But the original Walmart. Mm-hmm. A lot of good places to go.
Absolutely.
So,
take a tour. Ridge.
Beaver Lake.
Beaver Lake?
Yep. Right. Bass fishing, isn't that right there? Yeah. Great place to get away for the weekend.
Awesome.
So next Saturday.
Very good.
So hopefully we'll have results on Monday morning.
Wouldn't that be something? Maybe we could interview the winner. And the winning mule, too.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd probably get more out of him than me. Buddy,
gentlemen.
Hey, thank you. A great weekend, Phil. Everybody out there, be kind.
Yeah, you bet. Mr. Bray, appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
Enjoyed it. Have a good day.
Good to have you in. Mm-hmm.
Lost your edge? Affordable sharpening in Richland Center sharpens mower and chainsaw blades, all knives and scissors, including hunting knives. I'm open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4, at 130 South Central Avenue, next to Belltone. Find me on Facebook at Affordable Sharpening or call 608-604-0230.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Mastodon Records is a great place to find all of the music that you once owned. If you don't have a turntable, they can hook you up. If you don't see it, they can order new and older titles for you. Craig has vinyl in all price ranges. Mastodon Records would love to meet you. Stop by Saturday morning for Vinyl Record True Confessions. If you're interested in an all-vinyl dance, ask about it when you stop into Okooch Books and Libations, the home of Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center. Hey, that's my Montavani record. Hey, I saw it first. Give it back!
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This day in history, some things that went on. In 1951, the Giants captured the National League pennant by a score of 5-4 as Bobby Thompson hit a three-run homer. That was off of Ralph Branca of the Dodgers, which became known as the shot heard round the world. The Giants win the pennant! The Giants win the pennant! Frank Robinson was named American League's first black manager after he was hired by the Cleveland Indians. The year was 1974. Some notes on this day in history, the 3rd of October. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to these fine folks. Briar Norman from St. Mary's School. Also to Bob Berkheimer, love Sonia and Marty, Sean, Macy, Haley and Dylan, Brooke and Zach, Garrett and Ryan. At Rockwell to Carla Reese from 18101. Cheryl McNerland from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Happy birthday, Diane Heisel from Travis, Rebecca, and AZ Heisel. Have a great day today. Have a great day today to Alan Bradley retiree, Diane Heisel, who has a birthday today. And greetings going out for Lori Stanick, Cheryl McNerland, Andy Hipsch, and Lorinda Black. Happy birthday from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Morgan Kratzenberg and Shirley Paul celebrating today. Happy birthday, Shelley Stanford from Beulah Wesleyan Church. The RC Lions today with wishes for Heidi Gunderson's birthday, along with Sean Gavin, Montana Bo Birch, and Colleen Persinger. Happy anniversary, Melvern and Diane Cook. Happy anniversary to them from Marge, Bill, Grant, Jamie, Gabby, Jacob, Logan, Nick, Carla, Savannah, Caden, Brittany, Ashley, Parker, and Rita. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Ben Faga, to Megan Miller. Happy anniversary, Connie and Matt Nanke, and Terry and Susie Zebarth. And happy anniversary, Terry and Susie. Blessings from your Avoca United Methodist Church family.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Fire up the grill and fill the fridge with big savings from Richland Locker Company. Right now, get Angus Top Sirloin for just $8.98 a pound. Perfectly tender, perfectly delicious. Or stock up on deli favorites. Honey ham, only $6.48 a pound. And baby Swiss, just $6.48 a pound. From the grill to the table, nobody does flavor like Richland Locker Company. Stop in today and taste the savings.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
Ellen Young's Bus 7 in the Riverdale District running about 10 minutes late today. That's a change to the schedule today, so we pass that along. And again, the word to text in this hour, it's our last day of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Today's word, this hour's word, is love. Phil and the opening, have a great rest of your day. Joanne has the news. Coming up, we have all kinds of special features, our football preview, and a talk with Mike Clemens about sports statewide, including the Brewers and Cubs starting tomorrow. We'll have more coming up later. Thanks for tuning in.
We're in Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Mainly sunny with record heat possible today, a high of 88. Tonight, mostly clear, like a summer night, a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low this morning of 54, it's 56 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville has been named to the Speaker's Task Force on Elder Services by Speaker Robin Voss. The bipartisan task force will focus specifically on services that help seniors maintain independence in their own homes, encourage social interaction and community engagement to combat isolation and loneliness, prioritize physical well-being and financial independence, and prevent physical and financial elder abuse. In addition to his new role on the Speaker's Task Force on Elder Services, Representative Novak also serves on the Iowa County Aging and Disability Resource Center Board and is a court-appointed guardian for elder adults in Southwest Wisconsin. He also previously served on the Speaker's Task Force on Alzheimer's and Dementia during the 2015 legislative session. Cardinal IG in Spring Green will host its annual e-waste collection today from 10 to 3. Various electronic devices will be accepted. There will be a $5 charge for televisions, monitors, laptops, microwave ovens, air conditioners, freezers, and refrigerators. All other electronic items will be disposed free of charge, but donations for local food pantries will be accepted. To help make the event safer, please remove cords if possible. Items may be brought to Cardinal IG in Spring Green today from 10 to 3 and its facility at 316 South Peterson Street. Participants should watch for signs directing them to the drop-off location. Please sort items ahead of time to help reduce traffic congestion. Free will donations for the food pantries can be made by cash or check. Checks may be made out to the food pantry of your choice. Once Upon a Homecoming is this year's theme for the Richland School District's homecoming celebration, which concludes tomorrow. Schools will dismiss early today so students can enjoy the homecoming parade. Carrie Stoltz is Director of Marketing for the Richland School District.
We do have an early dismissal on Friday, different at every building just because of the way the buses work out. The primary school will be getting out at 1:45. The intermediate school will be getting out at 2:05, and the high school will be dismissed at 2:15. Then the parade steps off at 2:55. We encourage everyone, all the kids especially, to get out there, see their classmates. There's youth floats, and all of the sports teams have floats. Alumni have floats. The staff, I think, even has a float this year. A lot of school pride, and we really encourage all of our kids, all of our community. It is a really fun, great day. It is really a great time and a wonderful community event, and we're so lucky to be in a community that supports us and supports our kids and our school so well. It really comes out, and especially at homecoming, supports all the kids and the things that the school district is working on.
Brian Jones is this year's Grand Marshal and will lead the parade, which follows the same route as previous years. After the parade, before the football game, this year's outstanding alumni will be honored in the West Commons of the high school. This year's honorees from the class of 1975 are Philomena Poole and Francis Zeller. Then at 7 will be the homecoming football game versus Dodgeville. The homecoming dance will wrap up the week tomorrow night starting at 6:30. You can find out more about the Hornets homecoming events and about this year's outstanding alumni on the Richland School District website. Homecoming week continues today and tomorrow in the Riverdale School District. Vegas is the theme for this year's celebration. Events being held this afternoon include the All-District Pep Rally at 1. Jesse Kinney is the high school special ed teacher at Riverdale and a planner of the homecoming events.
The All-District Assembly, it is one of the favorites that we have. You preach to these older kids how they're role models, and they get it, but I don't think they always get it until they're in that situation. And then you see some of them come out of the woodwork. We do class yells where each grade says what year they're graduating, and it kind of ripples around like a wave. And the 4K kids and the kindergarten kids, they're learning, and you always see some of our upperclassmen leave their post with their class and go over by them and help them yell their graduating year so that they understand it. It's one of those goosebump moments where the kids are just like in awe, and then they'll always remember that kid that they saw at that assembly. It's very fun to watch that.
Also this afternoon, the homecoming parade steps off at 2. This year's parade will follow a new route to provide a safer experience for the students and participants. The route will pass in front of both school buildings and will continue to include the Riverdale Health Care Center. The general public is encouraged to view the parade along Mechanic Street in the evening. Riverdale will face basketball in this year's homecoming football game. Kickoff will be at 7. Homecoming week concludes tomorrow night with the homecoming dance at 7. Be a part of the Chieftain School Pride at homecoming in the Riverdale School District. A new event during homecoming week at Ithaca Schools is being held tonight. Family night will be held starting at 5. Activities include the Ithaca Volleyball Boosters co-ed volleyball game, an Ithaca FFA Bags tournament, and the Ithaca Middle School Student Council will have carnival games. After the fun at family night, the Ithaca School Fair and homecoming activities will be held tomorrow. In the morning, the Bulldog Block Challenge Run Walk begins at 7, and the Music Boosters Breakfast will be held from 7 until 9. Also in the morning, the Ithaca School Fair gets underway. J.C. Maxwell is a junior at Ithaca High School and FFA co-chair for the building communities.
In the morning, the show starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday. The gym exhibits and the livestock will all start at 8. And then after the parade, they'll have a meat animal sale where you can come out and buy others' animals.
The parade will step off at 10:30. Also at the fair, the Music Boosters will be serving pork sandwiches. We'll have a potato bar and a pie dessert silent auction, all starting at 9. The Little Britches Show will be at 9:30. The Kinchy's Pedal Pull will be at 1, and Mascot Races will be at 1:30. The Hall of Fame ceremony featuring this year's inductees, John Jones and Chris Fry, will be held at 2. The homecoming game versus Royal will kick off at 2:30. Then on Saturday night, the homecoming dance will be held at 8. On Sunday, the horse show will be at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm at 11. More information about Ithaca's homecoming and school fair can be found on the school website and on the Ithaca Fair Facebook page. It's a busy weekend in Richland Center today through Sunday as the community celebrates Center Color Fest. Citywide garage sales begin this morning. The Richland Center High School Homecoming Parade will step off downtown at 2:55. The 80 German Warehouse Conservancy will host a social time in the 1921 80 Lounge from 3:30 to 9, and the Wheels of Time Hill Country Classic Power Show will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning this afternoon and running through Sunday. Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days will be held Saturday and Sunday. The UW Richland Alumni Brunch will be held at the Phoenix Center from 10:30 to 1 Saturday. The Friendship Quilters Guild will host its annual quilt show at Schmidt Woodland Hills Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday from 10 to 3. Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp will be held Saturday from noon to 7, featuring live music and wine tasting, and the Canyon of Lights Parade will step off in downtown Richland Center at 7. Sunday will feature tours of the A.D. German Warehouse, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, at noon, 1, and 2.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Friday, October 3rd. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43 of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family of Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43 of Madison. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Bell is assisting the family of Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held at 3 Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Michael, Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Duane C. Fralick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Duane C. Fralick, age 83. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Chelsea Deckert and Travis Bushley had a daughter, Elizabeth Lucille.
Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com. Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day 3 of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed. President Trump has said he is figuring out ways to fire them permanently. White House Budget Director Russell Vogt now saying that the administration will withhold $2 billion already earmarked for Chicago infrastructure projects. Earlier this week, $18 billion in infrastructure was also pulled from Blue State New York. A shock in Southern California.
Sitting at home watching TV, and then all of a sudden it's kind of sounded like plane engines, almost a plane about to crash, and then a big whoosh, and the curtains all flipped up, The windows were slightly open, almost felt like an earthquake because the house shook, so we didn't know what was going on.
Keith Moore, who lives next door to the Chevron refinery in El Segundo that burned overnight. New information about the Manchester synagogue attack, it's now